From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that after 14 years as town supervisor, Paul Mako is not running for re-election this year. Instead, he is running for a town board seat, and Greenville councilperson John Benson is running for supervisor. Benson and Mako were endorsed by the Greenville Republicans on May 9. Republicans also nominated incumbents, clerk and tax collector Jessica Lewis and highway superintendent Michael Dudley and Will von Atzengen for the council. Mako said, and I quote, "I decided I need to scale back a little bit. I want to stay on and help John, and hopefully when they have the organizational meeting in January, I will be the deputy supervisor if they want me to be," end quote. Greenville Democrats have not nominated candidates yet. Voting runs from October 28th to November 7th this year. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nancy Kern reports in the Columbia Green Media that five candidates are competing for three seats on the Cairo-Durham School Board in the May 16th election. Anderson Kemp, Nicole Plank, and incumbent Stephen Brandow, Gavin Palmieri, and Claudette Zucker are all running. Kef graduated from the district 2 years ago, who said she spoke at a board meeting as a sophomore while the elected officials looked at their phones. Plank has a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology from the University at Albany. Zucker is a local realtor. Gavin Palmieri owns Gavin's Irish Country Inn in Durham. Brandow has volunteered for Cairo Little League. They are all running for 3-year terms on the board. Voting takes place from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 16th on the high school middle school's campus. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the Taconic Hills Board of Education is proposing a budget of $38,392,035, a 3.26% decrease from last year's budget. It comes with a 2.29% tax levy decrease. The story does not say what is being cut to lower the budget total. Voters are also being asked to decide whether the school purchases 2 school vehicles for student transportation, 1 pickup truck with a plow and sander, and 1 diesel bus at a maximum cost of $251,000. Another proposition before voters is whether to buy 10 zero-emission buses for student transportation at a cost of $4,079,051. New York State is mandating that all new school buses purchased must be zero-emission by 2027. Another proposition asks voters if they want to spend $700,000 for electric bus charging, including a new electrical transformer, electrical switchgear, panel boards, charging pedestals, transfer switch, wiring underground trenching concrete, and asphalt pavement. Voters cast ballots from noon to 9 p.m. May 16th at the Taconic Hills Central School District Veterans Community Room. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town board meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.